Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Another week from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And joining us once again from the beautifully hurricane-free environs of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. By date, we might not be free of hurricanes, but it was down in the 30s, so until that changes, wow.
Well, that's good.
How do we go from hurricane to winter so fast?
Well, there's something about the Southland.
Yeah. You know it. You know the feeling, too. It's winter in Chicago already. They had 21 people shot and wounded this weekend. More sad news, though, is that an additional 6 people were shot and killed. The total is now over 3,200 people shot this year by the drug gangs that are running Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. As horrible as it sounds, this weekend was really a vast improvement. Last weekend, 50% more people, over 30, were shot and wounded. And I guess the cold weather, maybe it's the election, I don't know, brought a little recovery to Baltimore. They only had one person shot to death. And, yeah, that's a tragedy, but that was the only homicide of any kind that week. Their total is up to 257 people in Baltimore. And I bring that up because both Chicago, Illinois, and Baltimore, Maryland are noted for their extremely strict gun control laws. Now, in the last few years, we've started to see honest citizens defend themselves in Chicago. I want to see more of that, but it's a start. We're even beginning to see some of it in Maryland. Did you catch that in the news, Bill?
I did not. I missed that.
Okay, so it starts like an everywhere story, except it happened in Maryland. And for the longest time, and still, if you live in Baltimore County, I still think you can't get a permit. But the state is bigger than that one county. So this is out of, Anne Arundel? So it's east of D.C., but that puts it in Maryland. A driver with a concealed carry permit is coming out of a Walmart right around noon. It's in Hanover, Maryland. And he's got his groceries. He's about to put them in his car, a very nice BMW SUV, when he notices two strangers walk up to him. And these two guys are wearing hoodies with masks. That's sort of a clue, but
been the two
guns in their hands. Yeah, that was sort of the giveaway, wasn't it? They tell him to hand over his keys and his phone. What the attackers didn't expect, though, even in Maryland, this victim owned a gun. He had his Maryland concealed carry permit. That was unusual. And he was carrying concealed that day. Good for him. He presented his firearm, and the two young men ran. As they ran, they shot back at him, sending rounds down into the parking lot. The defender didn't shoot at them, and we don't know whether he was, headed for cover behind his car or because other people, perhaps the store itself, were toward the other guys in their getaway car. We didn't get video. The good guy stayed at the scene and he called 911. What's a little surprising was the defender gave a pretty fair description of the robbers and their getaway car. And then I think they got some security video from the Walmart area. And these guys have been, I would call them practitioners. They're out stealing BMWs, and they find them a few days later sometimes. So, good. good guy with a gun stops crime, even in Maryland.
Yep. You know, one of the things that when we were having to do the masking, and it was sort of a mandated thing, it seems like robberies and these smash and grabs and all these other things went up because now people were masked, and it was okay.
Right.
You could be out in public in a mask, because prior to that, when Antifa was coming of age, when they would walk around masked, police would come in and say, you can't walk around masked. And now, because there's still people, I mean, do you see this in Louisiana? You'll be going down the street and somebody would be driving in the car all zipped up and everything, but they have a mask on?
Not often, but occasionally.
Yeah. So there's still people.
Enough that it's not the tell it used to be, right?
Yeah, yeah. So nowadays, it just seems like it's become a little more accepted to be masked. And, we hear about these robbers showing up and nobody, you don't really know, right?
Right. Yeah. Going around with a mask on used to be a tell, and now it just means you're probably a liberal who's afraid of people.
Or a believer, a COVID believer.
Yeah, but what can I say? Anyway, in this case, I'm glad that the defender was armed. We have to talk about the election, and we'll come back to it. But there was something I noticed that was conspicuous.
Yes.
Every single governor who signed a constitutional carry law.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a law. A law that would allow people to carry a firearm without a permit. They won re-election. Brian Kemp in Georgia, Chris Sununu in New Hampshire, Kim Reynolds in Iowa, Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, Greg Abbott in Texas, and even a guy I don't like very much, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, also won re-election.
Yep.
The outlier might be DeSantis. He didn't sign it, constitutional carry, but he asked to have it put on his desk. And we're also told that, you know, guns aren't important to the electorate. Okay. But they seem to work anyway.
You know, when I fill in locally here, I've been told repeatedly by the powers that be at that station that, you know, guns are not really a mainstream topic, except but here's the thing. This is the thing I've noticed about this. A lot of your mainstream, general conservative talkers, when they get out there and they start talking about, well, of course I'm for the Second Amendment, gun, you know, all that other stuff. But then when you get out there and you ask them to get into details about it, they don't know any details.
Right.
They have to have an expert guest on to get details. And when I fill in, I've got this text line that I can look at when I'm filling in there. And I'll be getting asked just this cacophony of gun questions.
Really?
I'll be asked, what do you think of this gun? What do you think about this proposition they've got out there? What do you think about open carry versus concealed? And I do answer some of them in the text, and sometimes I answer them out loud. But guns actually are, I think there's more people. I mean, if we look at this objectively, I'm going to hazard a guess and say there's more adults at the age where they can buy a handgun, 21 and over, that own guns than there are not, than don't own guns. And I don't know why I think that, but I believe it. I mean,
we know that it's 40% of every household.
Yeah. Well, that's in these surveys. We can pick this up on the other side. Tell everybody how to find
all right.
Place. Yes.
Oh, be glad to. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each one of those are weekly. We don't have to work near as hard as Bill. I also do this every day. But my blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News.
And, of course, he shows up here when he's not snorkeling or diving or something more fun than this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and we were just getting into the whole election thing. I'll tell you one thing that I take away from the election.
Yes.
We haven't had enough pain in the country in certain spots.
Right.
Because I was trying, right before I got Rob on the show, I was on the phone with Tim Knight, and we were talking about it. Tim is a very, very good analytical mind when it comes to an election. And right now, the thing he was looking at, and he pointed it out, I said, but that doesn't matter. And he said, yes, that's right. But at the same time, it sort of does. There were 6 million more Republican votes cast in total than Democrat votes.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, like in the last go round, in the last presidential election, the margin of victory for Joe Biden because of the Electoral College was only 42,000 votes.
Yes.
So
within the margin of steel. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean that's what it worked out to in those battleground states. It was altogether a combined total of 42,000 votes. And so when he was telling me this, on the one hand, I sit back and, you know, it's always the virtue signal of the left to say, well, Hillary Clinton won more popular votes than Donald Trump. But that's not the way the system's worked out. Because if that were the case, then anybody we tried to elect for president would be the president of New York and California.
Right.
They just win, just based on those two cities. But
Well, and these days, though, Florida's giving them a run for the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, Florida, the interesting thing about Florida is that of all the 50 states that are out there today, Florida probably has the highest degree of integrity in their elections, because going back to 2000, when it was Gore and Bush, and, you know, we had the hanging Chad and trying to figure out what the intent of the voter was when they made their little punch hole. Well, I'm not really sure that's what he meant to do. So they have been fixing that system for the last 22 years, working on it, yeah, working on it. So now, I mean, they got out there, they got it, everything counted on election day, boom, election done.
Right.
And all the states that had trouble counting last time still have trouble counting.
And I think that's important because it's hard to keep an election secure for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Time gives people more time to go, oh, look at these extra 1,000, 2,000, 100,000 votes I just happened to run across that I fabricated over the weekend. You did mention New York, and at some point I want to talk about New York judges.
Okay, let's go.
Shall we go there?
Yes.
All right, and I got this wrong when I looked at it at first. There have been a bunch of lawsuits brought against the state of New York for their crazy overreaction, their Concealed Carry Improvement Act that made the entire state into a gun-free zone. And judges are not fools. They go, you did this as emergency legislation, and it wasn't an emergency until people could get their carry permits a few months ago. So this doesn't pass the smell test. There's a federal appeals judge. Now, his district is the western part of New York State.
Sotheby?
Doesn't it? Yes, Sotheby. And he gutted most of that law. He said he would do it. The lawsuit didn't have standing. He said, I can't take it. Go away. GOA came back. Now, he can't say that the law is unconstitutional. It has to go through a court, a trial, essentially, to make that ruling. But what he can say, and what the plaintiffs, the citizens who were being infringed, said, well, the judge says, the plaintiffs are so likely to win this case that if we let the law stand, them and many others will needlessly and what will become effectively illegally suffer injury. So what the judge does is he enjoins the law. And what that means is, yeah, it's a law, but you can't act on it because it's being questioned in court right now. So here was the great news. Before, it used to be illegal to carry your legally owned firearm, and you've got your carry permit and all that. Yeah, but not where there's any psychological counseling, behavioral health modification, chemical dependency care or chemical dependency services. So if you go to your NA meeting, no, that you would have to have been disarmed. That would have been a felony to walk into that meeting. Not anymore. Good move for the judge. It used to be any place of worship or religious observation. Now, I argued that religious observation, given the way people say and what they say and the way they act, that that could be almost any regional football game in New York. My wife says that's not what the law meant. But good, now you can carry in church. So can the church staff who walk in and work there every day. So we're getting a victory, Bill.
Yeah, I looked at some of that stuff. Now, not too much is left in place. And he got rid of all that social media nonsense because I guess he heard the sheriff say, we can't look at that. We don't have time to look at that. But
well, he said it was an infringement.
Yeah. But he did not strike down the good character part.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said it's unconstitutional. He went back to Bruin. What I believe he said was that the good moral character was the equivalent of justifiable need as described in Bruin. You can't go there. You can't ask for a list of family members and cohabitants. You can't ask for the social media accounts. And there's a part of the law that he expressly knocked down. It said, and lawyers could drive a truck through this, other information as requested by the licensing officer. This guy can ask for anything. Now, Bruin was pretty clear. The criteria, if I'm going to get my license, you can ask me questions. Sure you can. You can have regulations about giving me a license, but it has to be specific, definite, narrow, objective, and non-discriminatory. And what the law clearly says is it can't be an exercise of judgment by the licensing officer. That's called discrimination. So that was now the places he left standing that you and I think are just wrong were public playgrounds.
Hang on.
Oh, when we come back,
you can outline those. What he did leave standing. I know he left a few things in there. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once a week, 20 minutes. Carry us in your pocket. I'm also a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That runs for 90 minutes. Hope you have a long commute. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. And from there, my writing is often picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News.
They need to be listening to you while they're working. We'll be right. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Virginia and Idaho are investigating cases involving the murders of college students. Earlier on Monday, authorities announced the capture of a shooting suspect in the deaths of three University of Virginia football players and the wounding of two other students. Meanwhile, four University of Idaho students are dead in what police are describing as a homicide case. President Biden met with the leader of China on Monday in Bali, Indonesia, for the first time as president. After the meeting, President Biden says he doesn't believe there needs to be a new Cold War.
I do not think there's any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan, and I made it clear that our policy on Taiwan has not changed at all.
Taiwan is a self-governing island that China claims as a breakaway province. This is USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about that new lumberjack Sotheby up in New York who's chopping down the CCIA. But he did leave a few things up. What did he leave in place?
Yeah, the judge clearly has to come have a drink with me so I can straighten him out. He said that the face-to-face interview, that's not unconstitutional. It can stand. Now, maybe he needs to have it argued in, during the court case, okay. But until it's tried, it's going to stand. The other was, we can't carry at schools, public playgrounds, nursery schools, or preschools. Now, what's really important, it's not clear if that includes the classrooms, the buildings. Does it include the sidewalks? How about the parking lots? Because now with some urban campuses, you know, you could have a college in the middle of a shopping mall or at the corner of a shopping mall. Does that mean I can't carry at the mall because they have a common parking lot? So this is the beginning of the question, not the end.
Yeah.
I originally thought that this doesn't apply or that this only applied in Western New York. I think it applies through all of the state. And what's fascinating now, and for the talk about a perverse, I believe in New Jersey, you were allowed, you couldn't get a carry permit, but if you got it, you, at least so far until they make it a gun-free zone, you were allowed to carry in a church or place of religious worship in New Jersey. Across the street in New York State, you were barred. Okay, we fixed that. What's odd is that the FBI came out last week and said, hey, we think we found a guy who's going to target New Jersey synagogues. And the people across the river in New York were saying, we're not that far away. Can we carry? And a judge refused to listen to the case. He just said, not my problem. Call me when, after the shooting's over. And you're going, wow. Wow.
You know, if... It's probably good that I'm not in charge of nothing. Because if I were a judge or if I were a politician, either one.
Yeah.
I would get out there and I would say, you know, when I'm looking at this, and for example, they're saying there's no carry allowed in a school. And yet I look in the school and there's no metal detectors.
Right.
There's no guards. There's no armed guards. There's no deterrent. There's just a sign.
Yep.
And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I watched Star Trek a lot when I was a kid. And I got on the logic train with Mr. Spock. And what you guys are describing is not logical.
No.
Because you're getting out there and you're wanting to say, okay, this is a good place and this is a bad place. And yet we know for the criminals, they're all good places. Because they carry a gun all the time, every time. Because they're criminals. And for some reason, despite all of these laws that are already on the books, you think one more is going to make a difference. All of you need to be drug tested.
I was talking about gun control with someone who doesn't follow the issues the way we do. And I said, oh, it's fascinating. You follow the law. Well, of course I do. And you think everyone else does. Well, maybe they do a little bit. I go, only when it suits them. Mm-hmm. And then not at all when it doesn't.
Yeah.
That is so hard for people to understand. All right. Before you're going to pull me completely off track. We can talk about that for an hour. The good news, right next to New York again. And you know what? Sotheby didn't talk about knives. So I wonder how that's going to affect. Knife rights won a case in Pennsylvania about automatic knives. Pennsylvania was one of the few states that still outlawed them. Washington, Minnesota, Hawaii, and New Mexico. New York doesn't outlaw automatic knives. Used to be called switchblades. They just outlaw all knives as weapons. So that, you know, they were arresting Boy Scout troops when they came to the Empire State Building. So good. We got it right. It took knife rights a decade to win that case in Pennsylvania. But, do you want to go to?
When you said that, I was when you said something about knife rights, I just started thinking about this. Lately they've been talking about John Lott's been talking about how many crimes occur without guns,
right?
And how in France and the UK they have more violent crime than we do, but less gun crime than we do.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I know the reason that they don't have gun rights and everything else in France and in the UK is because they're French and British, and they don't have a Bill of Rights, and they haven't fought behemoths like we have in the past to gain our independence from them. But having said all of that, we know that in France, for example, if we wanted to be terrorists, there is a huge black market for fully automatic weapons in France. Huge.
Right.
And the UK, which
comes in across the Mediterranean.
The UK, which is a, they're an island. We sit back and say they have no guns, but there's literally millions of shotgun licenses out there. Millions. And you can have a centerfire rifle, and you can have a hunting rifle, and they do things so backwards with that than we do. They're out there saying, all right, you've got a hunting rifle, we want a suppressor. And then you have
I think you just went to Australia, but I know where you're thinking.
Wherever. And then they have to go to the Ace Hardware to pick up a suppressor because it's an over-the-counter thing. It's not one of those things where you have to get out there and say, hey, give me special permission to get a suppressor. They expect you to do it because that's a polite thing to do.
For people who think an island has a defensible border, pull out your map and look at Great Britain. The thing's got more islands and coves, it rivals the Philippines. Lots of fishermen can go and land anywhere and come back with anything. So it's not really secure. But people think it is, and I think that's why we passed such fantasy laws. Like in Oregon, they passed Measure 114, not by much. I think it was by less than a percent. But we now have to go get a purchase permit for every firearm. I don't know if we have to do that for our existing firearms, if it's essentially licensure. But you have to go get a permit and training from your local police department, except none of the police are set up to do this before you can buy a gun. For first-time buyers, you have to go have live fire training to get a purchase permit. Okay, now think about that. Go take your gun that you can't have to go get the permit to buy the gun. Anyway, some sheriffs in Oregon said they're not going to enforce that, and they're not going to enforce the magazine capacity limit either. Well, good. Some people aren't crazy. Unfortunately, too many of the voters, I think, just don't care. Until it hurts, it's like they'll vote for climate. They'll say they want to stop climate change until they freeze in the dark. Wow.
Don't get me started on that. I know we got another thing. I don't want to go there. I want to stay on some gun stuff. I talk climate change later on today, so I will cover that because you're exactly right. It is a crock. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I co-host at the Polite Society podcast. Those each come out once a week. My blog's at slowfox.wordpress.com. About 2,000 articles waiting for you. From there, my writing is often picked up and carried at Ammoland. What you won't see at Slowfox is a new armed citizen series I'm putting out at Ammoland. I'm looking about where we stopped mass murder.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morse. We've been covering a few pieces of ground here and there, a whole lot of dirt. A lot of dirt. Politics are just dirt. Don't you wish we could do a show, Rob, where we get out there and say, today I went out to the range and shot and took a picnic basket and it was lovely. I had a lovely lovely salmon sandwich, and then after that, we shot, and that's the news of the day. I went out and had a good shooting range day. We went out and trained. We did some fun stuff. Instead, we're constantly fighting people that want to penalize you or me.
Yeah.
For not doing nothing.
That must sell. So, you, Bill, as long as the average citizen isn't paying attention, politicians will say outrageous things about how they're going to make us safer. If we paid attention, we'd be able to look at them and right now say, oh, stop that. Quit lying to me. And if they were called out, you know, like a journalist did their job, you and I could go back to saying, hey, I shot a new firearm over the weekend, which I did. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, here's an example. The politicians in, what was it, Cincinnati and Columbus said, we're home rule cities. I think they get a special type of charter from the state when the city's incorporated. And then they said, oh, since we're that special sort of city, we're immune from the state's preemption laws. That means we, not like the rest of you, get to make up our own gun laws that are stricter than the state's laws. And a bunch of state's legislators said, doesn't say that in the law from the way I read it. So the judge basically ignored that, the city's suit, and then the city sued the judge, and then the judge, like, literally a few days later goes, well, I don't want to get sued, so he sides with the city. The next day, the Ohio Attorney General, I'm sure a phone call preceded him that very day, but calls the judge and says, you know I'm going to appeal this, right? The guy goes, yeah. He goes, how much put in a stay? So the judge granted the city's the ability to make new laws that could infringe on our right to keep and bear. And the very next day took that away, said, okay, maybe you won, but we'll hold that until the attorney general is through with you guys. We have to fight for our freedoms every day, Bill.
Every day. It's never ending. It's never going to end. And I think that's part of our problem, too. I remember with the during the Tea Party time back in 2010.
Yeah.
Now, the Tea Party did a phenomenal thing. They took 63 seats in Obama's America.
Yep.
In 2010. They changed the entire outlook of the House. And, you know, that was coming off of George W. They only let Obama have 2 years, and now we still have Obamacare. It's still there. Still there.
Right.
But what I remember about this is right after the election, I called a friend of mine who was a election or a political consultant. And the political consultant got out there, and I said, where's everybody at? Because I was calling people saying, you want to do this, you want to do that? Because I had a radio show to do, right?
Right.
He told me, they're taking a break because it was so rough. And I was like, taking a break? There are no breaks. And I said, you know this better than anybody. The Democrats aren't taking a break. They're sitting back and having an after-action review and looking at this going, what do we do wrong and how do we fix this? Break. And then he started justifying, well, you know, the grassroots, they're not professionals at it. They're not this, they're not that. And I was like, yeah, they're not. You just gave me the reason they shouldn't be taking a break, not the reason they should be taking a break. So I think the problem that the populace has in general, politically, is that they're not Second Amendment advocates. Because we know that it never ends.
Well, keep going. Because I think if we look at the election, what we're seeing is a lot of people don't follow politics. They make a decision about their vote within the last week or 2 weeks before an election. That means all those earlier sins are ignored.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
Well, they're not.
Look what it brought us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the low info voter. That's a part of our problem. And half of America believes that COVID was not the flu plus. Because that's what I think COVID was, a flu plus.
Right.
It's like a plus peep flu. Okay? And, you know, they also get out there and they think, you mentioned climate change. There's a lot of people think climate change is a real thing. It is a real thing. The Earth's been doing it since in its entirety. And it's been hotter than it's ever been without any industrialization before. And it will get cooler again. But the thing is, nobody ever dies from heat because we control the environment indoors.
Right.
Well, we used to. But there will be a lot of people in Europe that are getting out there going, well, of course, we have to do something about the climate. And then they're going to be like, well, I don't use those stairs very much. I'm going to chop them up and burn them. Because they're going to be freezing, like you said. And this is when you have a low-info electorate, they are their own worst enemy.
Right. If you're responding to the last soundbite, you're pretty easy to manipulate. I want to go to Michigan just because I want to end on a good note. The Michigan Supreme Court had been handed a campus carry case. Now, whether this was foresight or good luck, I can't tell you. I don't watch the court that closely, but they held on to that case. And now after the Bruin decision, they said, yeah, why don't you guys in the lower court, I think you might have gotten it wrong. Go look at it again. The prohibition on carrying firearms at a college originally was to reduce the number of duels they were having in the 18th century amongst the students.
Yeah, yeah.
Being disarmed on campus was never intended near the founding to apply to the faculty or staff. And a judge on the Supreme Court had the insight to say there might not be an analog between what a college campus is today and what it used to be. You look at University at Ann Arbor, and it's a tenth of the city. It includes roads, plazas, shopping districts, restaurants. That's none of the, if the university is a sensitive place, none of those other places are, and yet they're, quote, on campus. Yet they're more closely aligned with what we think of as a public space in general. And he's going, okay, it's more than just which part of the campus might be a special place. How do people cross, quote, parts of the university when they don't work there? It's sprawled everywhere. And also, even if I do work there for part of the day, how does the university's character as a special place justify disarming me all day? And so I think the judge was remarkably balanced and insightful. I don't see that often, so I've got to say hooray. What's interesting also, I think it was in North Carolina, they just flipped their state Supreme Court from a liberal to conservative majority. So they might now get the chance to come back and have a second look at some of their gun control laws. One of them that I do not run grassroots North Carolina, but if I were guessing, they'll now ask a judge to look at the pistol purchase permits that the two branches of the legislature removed, but their Democrat governor vetoed.
Well, I mean, New York, North Carolina, for all of their supposed stuff, they still have a lot of Jim Crow stuff in place.
They really do.
They got, and the, you know, you get out there and you hear, well, you know, they're so liberal, in which, no, they're not. They're leftist because they have Jim Crow stuff in place. So anyway,
right.
Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you one more time, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes that hopefully are worth your time. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's a 90-minute ramble, but our listeners seem to enjoy it. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Amaland Shooting Sports News. Bill, who you got coming up next?
Dan Zimmerman.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.